Welcome to Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and other exciting people that support AIMatic's mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans. Today we'll be interviewing Ben Ashbrenner, the chair of the Equity AIMat. All right, Ben, welcome. Thank you for joining us on Live Wire. As a member of the Equity Committee, what are you guys focusing on right now?
The Equity Committee is mostly working on the continuing challenge of improving diversity inside of AIMatic and helping the organization turn an equity lens onto many of the issues and challenges that we have. So for instance, the standards document is an area that we have one of our team members working to lead a group of people thinking about how to go back and look at that and think about how equity intersects with everything. We're also thinking about how do we support our colleagues, ourselves, in doing the work of becoming more educated and understanding better the challenges of equity and inequity inside of math education. We've got a colleague from Chicago, Gabriel Porata Vallejo, who's leading a book group that's going to start up this summer, just decided on the book, Inventing the Mathematician. We're very excited about that initiative. And yeah, just in general, it's like we talk a lot about how to make sure that when people from underrepresented groups come to our conference and come into our spaces, they see diversity and inclusion and feel like this is a place for them.
Why did you initially join AIMatic?
I started at an affiliate conference in Washington. I love professional development and the opportunities that were available there. And my first opportunity to go to a national conference was in Anaheim. Once I went to that conference, I just made a commitment to myself that I was never going to miss another conference, even if I had to pay out of pocket to do it, because it just felt so invigorating to be around people who were thinking about math education and the challenges. And at that point, I was much more heavily engaged in developmental math, and I've kind of moved on since then to more equity issues and thinking about the larger questions of disproportionate success and quantitative reasoning pathways become more of my focus. But yeah, I love AIMatic, and I've just been more and more engaged over the decade that I've been involved.
What has been one common myth about your community or AINED that you would like to debunk?
One of the challenges in the Equity Committee, which is the same as the larger institution, is that this chair position, we really tried in this is only the third chair we've had. Dorota Zach was our first chair, followed by AJ Sahelic. And as we were looking for a third chair, we really wanted somebody from an underrepresented group. But it's about having diverse bodies in the room when conversations are being had. And, you know, unfortunately, I have just about every single privilege that I can think of. And privilege, in my mind, just equates to blind spots that a person can begin to, you know, educate themselves and kind of unpack.
So what is your vision for your community in the near future?
One of the things that's really important to me is to continue to diversify the community, to make it a place where people come and feel welcome and feel like this is a place that's doing important and good work. And one of the big challenges with equity, diversity, and inclusion work is that a lot of times it can become simply performative. It doesn't really mean anything. There's no action being taken. There's no actual progress being made. And it can be very frustrating to people who have experienced inequity and discrimination and intolerance firsthand. So, you know, my vision, my hope for the community is that we really do the hard work and we take on difficult challenges and we support each other in meaningful ways that really make people feel like, yeah, this is a place I belong and I want to be here. We had a kind of a heartbreaking situation where a Black faculty member who was initially part of our work and came to a MATIC in a national conference, was so dismayed by the kind of tepid response to George Floyd in that summer 2020 that he just decided he didn't want to be part of this anymore, part of the organization anymore. And that, to me, that's heartbreaking. It's really, it's like we have to do better, and we have to do the hard work personally and as an institution, as an organization, to be there and show up, you know, say things that maybe there's a small segment of the population that isn't going to like when we say them, but that's the right thing to do. So you got to do it.
So who has been your biggest supporter or your role model over the course of your career?
Yeah, that's a hard question too, because I've moved so much. I started in Seattle, and then I moved to Louisville, now up in the Chicago area. So there hasn't been one person, but I've been blessed along the way with many people who have given me insight, given me support, training, encouragement. There were several mentors in Seattle. I met Dr. Byrne actually in Seattle, who's a very active member of MATIC, and a grant that we were both doing together. She's been kind of a person that I've enjoyed connecting with again and again at the conferences. In Louisville, my colleague Jennifer Ackerman, who's also very heavily involved in MATIC and is the chair of the Innovative Learning, Teaching and Learning Practices, was a big supporter of, you know, my development and my work in Jefferson Community Technical College. I've had a lot of mentors and people from non-math backgrounds. My colleague Neil East Boyd was a person that really helped me as I was trying to work on understanding anti-racism and the work that I needed to do to counter anti-Black discrimination and anti-Black sentiment inside of education.
What's something about you that most people familiar with you wouldn't know?
Well, the thing that always comes to mind is that I'm from Alaska, which was born in Alaska. And there's only 500,000 people in Alaska, not all of whom were born there. So it's not a very common attribute. And about 50% of the time I say that, people will say, well, you're the first person I've ever met who was born in Alaska. So I'm out there representing Alaskan-born folk. It was a very special place to grow up, on the edge of wilderness and the wild. You could get to really remote places in a matter of hours, and appreciate the fact that I was born and raised there. Also appreciate the fact that I don't live there anymore, because it's very cold and very dark and very hard on a person's mental state to be in that kind of environment.
What have been the best resources that have helped you along the way?
I think people are always the best resources. It's the social capital that you develop. And again, that's one of the things that's been so important to me about the affiliates from WMATIC. I've been to a WMATIC, an ORMATIC, a CHEMATIC, a INMATIC, and of course, UMATIC. It's just, you know, you meet people, you go to a presentation together, and you're sitting at the table, and then you're talking, and then, you know, next thing you know, you've been friends for 4 or 5 years. These people are people who are deeply engaged in the same very difficult work that you are. And I don't think that can be kind of stated enough, that being a math teacher in a community college is challenging. If you have a heart, if you care about student success, it's hard work. And it's, you know, I mean, I've always loved math, and I've loved solving problems, and I love the faculty math league, and, you know, I can get my nerd on very easily. But the student success part of this, and the hopes and the dreams of the students that we're working with, and kind of taking that on and thinking about how to serve them as best you can, the human resources of other people doing that work, I'm always amazed and encouraged by my colleagues and what they bring to the table and what they're doing. And it's inspirational, and it's a challenge to keep fresh and keep coming back to the table and trying, waking up the next day and trying to do the best you can.
And for our listeners that would like to connect with you or your ANAT, where's a good place for them to make that connection?
Well, I mean, I think the most natural place is myamatic.org. You know, we have an active page, the equity community. I'm trying to hold monthly or at least bi-monthly meetings, general meetings. You know, there's plenty of opportunities to get engaged. Like I made a plug for Gabriel Prata Vallejo's book group, which he's running this equity book group on inventing the mathematician. So that's an easy place to get engaged. But yeah, I think that's probably the most sensible place to connect with us.
Well, Ben, we really appreciate your time and joining us, and we look forward to your hosting of Impact Live on the upcoming month, and we'll look for your material. So thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Evan.
So that wraps up this month's interview. Please join us again next month. Until then, continue to have an impact every day.